Blog Talk Radio.
Ride of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gloss, but it's not Michael McCleary. It's Jed Ray standing in for Michael. And I would love to introduce your host, Maria DiGiovanni, and her guest host, Work It Away.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say hello to everybody, and thank you, Jed, so much for introducing me. And I would like to introduce my co-host tonight. I'm so proud to have her on because she gives me the inspiration that I need to be audacious. So to be audacious means that you possess within you a shameless boldness or an arrogant disregard for conventional thought. Great leaders are not great simply because of the things that they do. Great leaders are great because they carry within their hearts the spirit of audacity and refuse to quit or allow defeat. So I am so proud to introduce the audacity expert, Ms. Noah Vaughn. How are you, Noah?
I'm doing well. Yes, the spirit of audacity. Let's do it.
And the name of our show, you know what, it's as you know, my dear, wonderful friend, it's been a very unique week, and that's the reason why I'm excited about this show and excited about learning how to live with no plan B. So I would like for you to share with our audience exactly what that means after you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your background, because I want them all to know just exactly who you are.
Okay, my name is Tanoa Bond. I go by the title of the Audacity Expert because I help people to find the shameless boldness or that arrogant disregard for conventional thought so that they can live the dream and the destiny in which they were put here to live. A lot of times when I do introductions, I leave out all of those titles because sometimes I feel we get too title-heavy. But then other times I notice that people need titles for some reason. So I'll throw a few of them out there. I'm a certified life coach. I'm a certified hypnotherapist. I have a master's level certificate in forensic psychology. I'm finishing a master's degree in leadership coaching psychology, soon to be working on a PhD in behavioral psychology. I love the mind. I am a mind expert. I usually work with my clients, and the first thing we work on is them. It's so funny because today my daughter was telling me two separate stories, this morning and then one this evening, of some friends of hers at school that were teasing her. And my answer to everyone, I don't care if you're 5 years old, if you're 95 years old, that answer is you have to start with you. People have a right to say whatever it is they want to say, but let's find out why it bothers you. And if you can figure out why life is poking you or why life is bothering you or why your life is not working out the way it's meant to work out, if you can figure that out from inside of you, then you found the key and you've discovered the key to make your every single dream come true, and it starts in your mind, which is why I spend a lot of time in the mind. So pretty much that's me in a nutshell. I mean, all of those titles only really mean that I just want to get in your mind and play. Let's play.
Yeah, but there's one other title that you haven't told our audience, and it's important because I know that we have several military officers out there listening and wives of military officers out there listening. So can you please tell us a little bit of background about your military experience?
Yes, I am a veteran from Operation Desert Storm. I spent 8 years in the United States Army. I love the military. A part of me regrets getting out. However, there were some circumstances that spoke to that. I was a combat medic / dental assistant. And one thing I really loved about my time in the military is when you go through a program like basic training, or when you go through that type of conditioning, you know, it really trains you on how to be conditioned for other things that happen in your life. And I'm able to use a lot of that conditioning from the military to help other people learn how to be mentally tough. You know, they do a lot of mental and physical fitness. You know, it's a lot of forcing us to, at some point, allow them in, allowing them to recondition our belief system so that they can train us to be what they need us to be. And that's exactly what I do with my clients. It's, you know, if you're working with a coach, if you're working with a hypnotherapist, if you're working with a psychologist, whatever it is, or whomever it is you're working with that you've allowed into your life to help you learn to be all that you can be, to steal the phrase from the Army, which I love, then you have to allow them in, and you have to give them the space to help you learn to recondition you. And that's one of the biggest things that I pulled away from my time in the military, is learning how to recondition in a very short amount of time. When I work with people, and, you know, there are people listening, I don't like to call out names unless people want to offer their names, but, you know, in one conversation with people, I've allowed them to have several aha moments, because it's about getting in there, finding out what the issue is, and helping them realize it so that they then have the tools to move forward. Not that I did anything, but it's about them allowing. And that's one great tool that the military taught us. So for all of you veterans out there, yesterday was Memorial Day. I just want to wish you guys the best and say thank you for your service, and I appreciate all that you guys do.
And happy Veterans Day. Thank you so much for serving our country, and also for serving me, my friend, because it was you that I was one of the first people that I called when I was going through all the issues with having to move out of my apartment a month ago because of mold and my dog almost dying. And we started having a conversation about there is no plan B. And I want you to explain to our audience what that really means when you were teaching me and giving me those tools. Maria, there is no plan B. You've got to make it work. There has to be a plan A, and this is it. So can you explain to our audience what that means? And we have so many callers that are calling in, and so many women that really need to hear this, just like I needed to hear it, and I continue to need to hear it. So please explain to our audience what no plan B really means.
Okay, I will. And Maria, I'm going to rely on you also to ask me questions to pull more out of me, because, you know, with a subject like this, it could be very pervasive. You know, it's so deep and so fluid that sometimes we could skim the surface, and with one question we can turn it a whole different way. So I'm hoping that, you know, you'll be willing to play ball with me right now. But I will start out by saying that when you think about plans, any plan, let's go back to the military. You brought me into the military arena a few minutes ago. You guys forgive me. I finally gotten the choking fits out the way, but I'm hoping that I, you know, don't start coughing. So forgive me in advance. But I wanted to say, you know, if you think about it from a military standpoint, when the military goes in to do a job and to finish a job, let's talk about what just recently happened with Osama bin Laden, right? You had the Navy SEALs, and they went in with a plan. They didn't go in with the plan A, B, and C. They went in with the plan A. They had a mission. And when we're born into a mission. We're born into a purpose. We're born into a plan A. But life gives us the ability and the excuses to say, if it's not working out, I can change my plan because it's uncomfortable. But those Navy SEALs can't decide in the middle of going in the compound to say, you know, let's just change it all. Now, what they do have are called contingency plans. What we're going to do, our mission is to get Osama bin Laden. That's the mission, period. The contingency might be if somebody's on the first floor, then we wait it out, you know, or we're going through the second floor. If the window's closed, then we have to go on through the first. We have contingencies for everything, but those contingencies are contingencies of the plan A. Those contingencies are not new plans. They didn't say, well, we're going to go in, and if we don't get Osama, then we'll just get his wife. That was never the plan. And when we're born into a dream and a purpose and a vision, the dream is speaking to us, and it's saying, for me, to Noah, you were put here to serve. And serving others can be uncomfortable. serving others can be filled with times of ungratitude, right? Sometimes you want people to thank us or to at least appreciate us, and you might not get that appreciation. So it can be painful at times, but it's still my plan A. Now, I can quit and move to Vegas and become a showgirl, or I can, you know, go and build houses for a living. You know, I can do anything I want to do, right? Because that's how talented we all are. We can change our minds in a heartbeat, and we could go do something else, but we'll never be fulfilled. Because plan B, plan C, plan D through Z, none of those are the mission. We were born with the mission, and every mission has a contingency, but those contingencies do not mean change and go in a different direction. It means, well, you know what? That was a little hard right now, so since I couldn't get in through the door, let me find a window. It doesn't mean I'm still going in. You can't stop me from getting in there. I couldn't get in through the door. But there's a window, I can knock down a wall, I have tools, you know, I can knock a hole in the ceiling, I can do whatever it is, I'm still getting in. So that's what no plan B means. Following the mission, still getting to the end of the mission, and not changing course and doing something different because it was uncomfortable.
Tell me, when you were growing up, and because I was reading part of your book today, which I want to congratulate you because it came out on Amazon.com today. And so, and I really wanted to ask, before I ask my question, I wanted to ask Jed, because I know that Jed interviewed you, was it yesterday, Jed, that you interviewed her?
It was last Wednesday.
Please tell me your thought, especially from a male point of view, what you thought of Chinoa's book.
Well, for me, it serves a great purpose because I have a morning ritual that I practice every morning, and her book is part of that morning ritual that prior to my meditation period, I read dailies. Those are either pieces of a daily reader or a piece of a book, and I can compartmentalize her book as a daily reader, so I can read it, a piece of it each day, giving me some direction and some guidance. And so that was the powerful thing for me. I can't wait till, you know, version volume two.
Noah, what gave you the audacity to finally go ahead and write this book? And I am just so proud of you, and I cannot wait. It's going to be my first Amazon.com purchase.
Thank you. You know, it wasn't even what gave me the audacity to write it. This book has been being written for about 20 years. However, I have to let go of that perfectionism that many of us get stuck with, right? Because I've always known my purpose. I've always known my mission. If you ask anybody that knows me, they'll say, yeah, that girl has a little nerve, you know, and nerve is just another word for temerity, which is another word for audacity, right? So I've always had the audacity to do things and find my way and know what it is I was put here for, but sometimes I would get stuck in perfectionism mode. You know, as a writer especially, I wanted it to be perfect. I wanted the message to hit everybody. So it was like I was looking for a way to serve everyone. The book was originally supposed to come out in December. However, I was stuck in that whole mode of not wanting to be self-help. And, you know, when you guys read the book, you'll see what I mean. Every day and every reflection is a big piece of meat for you to chew on. And because of the way I write and because of the way I like to really get right into the psyche and help people immediately, I felt that it could be a little too much. So I found a way to still offer people the same thing, but not do so in a way that made them, you know, not want to read it like they were supposed to. Like Jed said, he has a daily ritual that he follows, you know, and it works for him. A lot of other people who want to do what Jed does, when they say they want to start something new, the brain is conditioned. And here's a nugget for you guys listening. The brain is conditioned to resist change. The subconscious mind is conditioned to fight any new change that comes in, because if it was so easy to make changes, then you can stop your heart from beating, you can stop your blood from flowing, you can stop yourself from breathing. If you think about it, all of those are habitual patterns that the body does automatically, but they live in the subconscious mind alongside all of those irritating habits that we have. You know, we don't want to smoke, we don't want to curse, we don't want to procrastinating, all the things that we don't want to do that we want to change, they live right next to all of those really important tasks and tools. So when someone says, well, you know what, I'm going to buy that daily book, And every morning, I'm going to wake up at 5 o'clock, and for an hour, I'm going to meditate, and I'm going to read my book, and I'm going to have a cup of coffee. By day three, it's a challenge because the subconscious mind is now coming up with every excuse possible to get you not to do it because it's a change. So you get up and you're tired or you're sleepy or you have a cold, right? It's like, oh, I don't feel good today. And all of those are really just excuses that we come up with on the inside of us to stop us from doing. So I didn't want to make one of those books, and I really sat with it. And I'm really proud of the book. I'm happy about the book. I can't wait for the next releases to come out. And I do believe that I am fulfilling a huge part of my plan A with that book.
Well, it's going to become, as far as a four ambassador program that we have under four, it's going to become required reading, simply because we deal with a lot of overcomers under four. And these are women that have chosen no longer to be a victim of their circumstances and no longer just to survive what they're going through. These are women that are hardcore overcomers that have gone through and walked through some incredible issues. And I know that some of them are listening, and I'm so proud that they're here with us. And we're going to bring a couple of them on a little bit later in the show. And it's so needed, especially if you are overcoming, and especially if you've gone through, like I have, recent challenges that you get to a point where you just want to hit the snooze button instead of getting up and reading that book, and because it's just easier to hit the snooze button and go back to sleep. It's very difficult at times, but I know that this book is going to be such a blessing to all the women that I work with and who work with four, and I'm really proud to even have you on the team, Tanoa, because, again, you are such an inspiration to me in order for me to continue walking this walk, and so I am really, really grateful. I want you to give me one of the snippets of your book that is actually your favorite. What if you had to choose one thing that just stands out that's in the book, what could you share with our audience what that is?
Oh, my gosh. One thing that stands out. Oh, see, you know, you just turned me into one of those procrastinators now. Because now it's like, it has to be perfect. Because
well,
now in my head,
what?
I'm like, oh, the one
you
thing.
Know what? You think about that for a minute, and let's go ahead and take a break. And so when you get back, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to think about it. So let's take a break, and then we'll come right back.
Okay.
You never know what's going to happen on a marvelous Monday.
Am I on?
Hello. Hi, Harry. Hi, Phil.
And you're jumping the gun. You're going to give away the climax by asking the question.
Yeah, Phil, stop it. What'd you do?
Harry wants to know the details.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right.
I promise.
Am I on? These little guys get together in a small room and they start farting. You know, it's not just one individual fart from each person. It blends together and creates this whole new aroma that's completely different.
I don't know if I would use the word aroma.
That's a good one.
Yeah, baby.
Turn your marvelous on every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Vivid Life Radio. Go to marvelousmondays.info.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Am I on?
I just adore this. Tanoa, do you gave you a little bit of time. I gave you a little bit of time. So what would you tell our audience? What is your favorite part of this book? What is your favorite tool?
Well, the way I wrote the book, so that everyone knows, it's called Audaciously You, Inner Reflections and Affirmations to Help You Boost Your Boldness and Live Your Dreams. And basically, you get a quote from a thought leader, and then you get the reflection, which is the inner reflections around the quote, which is to help us think about the things that we're also dealing with and how we can use that tool or that nugget to help us push forward and be better, be different. And to live that bigger, better, bolder life. And then you get the boldness-boosting affirmation at the end. And what I'll read is, if you don't mind, I'm going to read the quote, the reflection, and the affirmation. And it's the very last one in the book. And it's this way on purpose. And the quote is by Winston Churchill. And the quote says, never give up. Let me continue by saying, never, never give up. And in conclusion, I say to you, never, 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 never give up. The reflection says, this is a reflection. The end of Churchill's quote would be a great place to drop in the line, that is all, complete with Twitter hashtags and all. And after this eloquent command, what more can be said to impart within you the knowledge that you should never give up on yourself or your dreams, because the dream is now and always has been alive on the inside of you. You may have had some hard days, and I personally understand how it is the hard ones that can zap the energy right out of you. But just because they're hard doesn't mean you should give up on yourself altogether. As long as you are alive and breathing air into your lungs, you should never allow any day that settles into your space to go by unchallenged. At one point in your life, you were fearless. At one point in your life, you refused to allow anything to stop you. And if things have changed, and if you really are reluctant to live in a bigger, better, and bolder way, then ask yourself what happened and if you really are refusing to. And after you have answered this question, then simply redirect, get back on track, and continue moving forward. Mantra of today, never give up. Never, never give up. Never, 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 never give up. That is all. And the affirmation that goes with that says, I am unstoppable. And everywhere I put I am is all in caps. AM is in caps because we're talking to the God on the inside of you. We're not talking about what people think about the little man in the sky, but we're talking about that seed on the inside of you, that seed of greatness. So I am unstoppable. I am relentless. I am determined to succeed, and I shall never, never give up.
I love it. I love that so much, and that is why you are the head coach in our drama-free zone, woman. Okay, you totally get this on a level that is just part of my soul. And with that, I want to bring on our first caller, and this is Mrs. Rebecca Lawler, and she was actually on our show last week for those listeners who have heard, and she is, again, another inspiration in my life that has never given up. And her testimony, which I think she's going to share a little bit of her testimony with us tonight, not so much about her business, but about who she is and why she created this business. And she has never given up, and I've watched her for the past 10 years live by what it is that you just said. So I would love to welcome onto the show right now Mrs. Rebecca Lawler. Are you there, Rebecca? Dead, maybe?
She is.
We lose them
Rebecca.
All. Not sure. Well, that's okay. We'll get her back. No problem. Going into what we were talking about earlier, Sanella, and she'll probably come back on.
Rebecca, are you there?
Not sure. I've gone through some challenges this past week, actually, too. And I have been able to use your wisdom and your knowledge, Sanella, and really staying focused on my plan A, even when it's been really super difficult. And we also have another caller that's going to be calling in, and Rebecca was going to introduce her. And she also has had some pretty devastating challenges in her life. And we have listeners out there. Again, we have an Army, I think he's an Army, wife, that being married to military, what kind of challenges do they go through making sure, because they don't have a plan B, they only have plan A. I know she's listening, not sure if she's going to call in, but we have a lot of military out there listening. What kind of tools can you give them, especially when they're living, and I also have a lot of officers' wives listening as well, police officers' wives. What tools can you give to them that they can also find in the book that we can just give them a snippet of, because I think Rebecca is on now, but really quick, what can we give to them?
Well, one thing that I want to leave them with and for them to say to themselves every single day is I want people to say to themselves, my dream is bigger than the moment. That means whatever that moment is, no matter how much pain it is, you know, when you said earlier you've had some challenges, everything is about perception. So you see it as a challenge and someone else might not, and it was something hard that happened in your life, but the minute you say as a challenge, it has to become a challenge. If you say it's a gift, it has to become a gift. It becomes what we speak into it. You know, so if you say it's a challenge, that's what it is. So when you have those challenges, when you have those hard days, when you have those bad days, when you have those days that make you want to scream and jump off the side of the earth, you know, hoping that God will catch you, you know, I want you to tell yourself that your dream, your seed, your purpose, your intention, the reason why you are on this earth, it is bigger than that moment. That moment feels painful. Mm. That moment feels like it's infiltrating everything and it's taking over. That moment feels as if it will never, ever change, and you are being suffocated as if the life is being sucked out of you. But the dream, the seed that's growing in the darkness on the inside of you, that seed that already has roots, and it's still growing, no matter how painful it might be for us, that seed is growing. And it's bigger. Its voice is bigger than the moment. And if we remember that, if we tap into that, then we'll change that perception, that perspective. We won't say challenge. We'll say gift. You know, we won't say bad day. We'll say good day. We'll just say day, because a day is just a day. It's all polarity. It's not anything until we assign it a word. You know, it's a day for me. It might be a bad day for you or a good day for someone else. You know, but if you remember that your purpose for being here is bigger than anything that you're going through, then you make everything else small in comparison, because your dream would never be that small. It can't. Otherwise, you wouldn't.
Now you know why I like her. Now you know why I like that lady.
Exactly. Well, being married to law enforcement for 18 years, and I'm sure it's the same way. Sending your husband or your wife out to, you know, to Iraq or Pakistan or Afghanistan, it is always a gift when they return home. And again, when I was having my poor PMS party, the poor me syndrome, when my computer fell on Saturday and I lost everything, people, please remember to back up your files, because that is a real bummer. And I was having a PMS party and I was sending a text to a friend of mine, and he wasn't responding, and he finally responded and said, you know, you're going through a really bad time, but my 16-year-old niece is dying of leukemia and she's not going to see your 21st birthday, so snap out of it and suck it up. And it was exactly the slap that I needed. And again, it's that same audacity that I needed to hear, and what you give us in this book. And I'm going to go ahead and bring Rebecca on, because again, she has had the audacity to always stick to her plan A and always move forward and go forward. So, Rebecca Lawler, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Rebecca. Thank you. What a pleasure to be back. Good evening, Jed. Hello, Maria.
Hello. And hello. I want you to meet our four drama-free zone coach, Miss Tanoa Bond. So, Tanoa,
what an amazing. What an amazing story. You know, last week we talked about never giving up. Remember that?
Yes.
And to hear that again and to hear her story, and she is so inspiring.
Yes,
an inspiration.
Thank you.
I know. An amazing woman. We talked a little bit earlier about talking about my testimony tonight. And
are you prepared?
Well, we'll talk about it. Early on in my childhood, I faced abuse, and I had to make a decision at one point, as we know on this walk, whether or not to be a victim or whether or not to survive, and made the decision to overcome it and walk through it. Started Hearts of Hope around 10 years ago, and we, as we talked a little bit about that last week, we help children who are abused, and it has helped me, I think, when you, like we were discussing and she was talking earlier, you know, we have a choice. We can either move forward when we are faced with adversity and when we're faced with pain and when we're faced with hard times in life. We can either move forward and make a difference, or we can get stuck in that. And I think probably sometimes, you know, we've all had those moments where we felt like we just don't want to move forward and we want to give up. And I think that that's what the show is about tonight. Talked a little bit about having no plan B. And that's why we can tie it back into never, never giving up. I could have given up a long time ago. There were times that I wanted to give up. There were times that, as we know, those women of us out there who have been abused, especially early on in our childhood, we have a tendency to lose our voice. And we lose sort of who we are. And at times in life, it takes us almost sometimes a whole lifetime to find that. And I think that that is really what the show is about, is finding our voice and moving forward and making a difference. And when we talked about that last week, I had I have a very good friend of mine who I'm going to introduce tonight. She has, first of all, about 6 months ago, Marilyn Whitley doesn't even know this, but I was kind of tired. We had been going through a lot. At Rebecca Waller Limited, and she had a conversation with me, and I was kind of at the point where I was kind of tired and wanting to give up. You know, when you run a business and when you run a foundation, and I also have a daughter who's 17, you know, you have a lot on your, my husband, you have a lot on your plate, and sometimes you reach the point where it's just you're tired. And we had a conversation one day, and she was like, "It's timing and it's here, and I love your handbags, and what you're doing is amazing, and the lives you're changing, you know, making a difference." And so she's been a wonderful inspiration to me in that way here, and she's, I haven't even told her this yet, so I'm sharing this with her for the first time. And also she has faced, I think, what would be probably one of the hardest things for any woman to face. And that was
depressing. What was that?
She has faced, I think, what is the hardest, one of the hardest things for any woman to face, and that's breast cancer. And has so gracefully walked through that, has encouraged other women who have gone through that, and has made a difference. And one of the things I think is so important in our lives, and we touched on this last week, and it's about a village, about all of us joining in, and it's about all of us supporting each other, and about all of us working together to overcome our obstacles and to be better women and to be stronger women. And so,
okay. Rebecca, Marilyn's
yes,
on the line. Yes. So I would like to introduce, I'd like for you to introduce Marilyn. Can you do so?
Oh, I would love to. This is Marilyn Whitley. She is an amazing, amazing, incredible woman. And she's an inspiration to a lot of women in Hampton Roads in our area. She's an advocate for women who have faced breast cancer, and she sure has been an inspiration to me. And I thank her for that. So Marilyn?
Hi, Rebecca.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hello, Marilyn. This is Maria, and I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, which is Ms. Noah Bond. And you obviously know something about having no plan B, that plan A has to work. So congratulations for overcoming what you have. And I'm so sorry that you had to go through that, but share a little bit about what it means to you to have no plan B, especially when you're facing something this deep.
Well, when you have something like, when you're diagnosed with breast cancer, it's the word that no one ever wants to hear. No one wants to be diagnosed with cancer, period. And it conjures up all kinds of images. You're not certain. You all of a sudden are going to be speaking a language you've never heard before. You have to educate yourself. We're fortunate in our area that we have an accredited breast center, and there's only a few of them in the United States, but we are very fortunate that we have one of those in this Hampton Roads area where we live. And they have a team of, the doctors all work together as a team. But you hear the words cancer, and I have to say it reminded me of that book that Betty Rollins, the newscaster many years ago, wrote, First You Cry. And that's the truth. And I remember sitting there, and the day that I'd had my mammogram, they have a, this is a diagnostic mammogram center, they said, the radiologist said, well, I know you have breast cancer in your right breast, and I know this because of the way it looks, even without doing a biopsy, and then we see suspicious places in the left breast. Well, I knew that something was wrong. I felt that inside. I knew it. There wasn't a lump. There wasn't anything like that. And I just sat there, and I, at that point, my dad was still alive. He died this past December, but he was 94 years old at that time, and he depended on everything for me to do everything. He couldn't drive. He was in excellent health until the last month of his life, but I worried about him. I took him out every day. If I traveled, I made sure somebody picked him up and took him out daily. I have a granddaughter that is 14, and she has depended on me from the time she was born. Her mother walked out on her when she was 3 years old. And I just sat there, and it wasn't about me having cancer. It was about how it was going to impact these people that were so dependent upon my, on me for everything every day. And then you have to realize you have got to become strong, and you have to educate yourself. You have to go to that place inside of you and say, okay, am I going to give up or am I going to go on? And you don't like the changes that are coming into your life. And I agree with that about your first guest talking about that. Nobody wants that change. Nobody wants to get up every day and go in for radiation. Nobody wants to go in and for chemo. And I, you know, all the tests and things that I had to go through, I'm fortunate that in this area we have that ability to have those tests run. But there are places in this country that, that women can go in, they're diagnosed with breast cancer, but they don't have all these tests. They don't have the facilities. They don't. They have to drive hours to get to a place to actually have their surgery. And I thought, how fortunate I am to be here, and to know that I'm not going to die. I mean, about 3 days after I was diagnosed, I had this inner peace and this voice inside of me that said, "You're going to be okay. You're just going to have to get through this." And I had to get through it. It took me about 9 months to get through all of it. And it was exhausting. It is debilitating. It's humiliating at times. It's some days I have to tell you, the people that you see that are so sick and you know they're not going to make it, you see them and you go to these doctor's offices, you go to the hospital, you see these people. And I would say to myself every single day, I drove myself to my radiation treatments by myself, and I thought, dear God, thank you that I can walk in and get my treatment and walk out. And some of these people have just given up everything. You can see that they've lost that hope, and you have got to be able to hold on to that. And there's a lot of inspiring books out there. Nancy Brinker, her sister was Susan G. Komen. And Nancy Brinker just wrote a book that came out last fall called Promise Me. And I think it's one of the most inspiring books I have ever read. I couldn't put it down. And I don't think you need to be going through breast cancer. I think you can go through any kind of crisis in your life and realize that you have to be tenacious. You have to hold on. You can never give up hope. And if you do, if you give up the hope and you let that other side come forward, then your whole life is gone. And you have nothing else to, you know, to fall back on.
What was it? And again, because this show is about no plan B. What was the one thing that kept you going forward? If you could do it really quick.
The thing that kept me going forward was I love my life. I love my family. I love my friends. And I just wasn't, I knew I wasn't ready to give up.
You know, Maria, two things that both ladies touched on was choice, you know, making that decision to hang in there and not giving in.
And, you know, one of the things I tell people all the time is in the beginning was the word, and the word was choice. And I'm not looking to offend any, you know, religious people out there who, you know, who've heard the statement in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, because God is choice, right? But in the beginning was the word was choice. We were born into choice, which means, again, it's all polarity. If we're having a good day or a good experience, we've titled it that. The minute you say you're having a bad day, you notice the day does not change until you change the statement about the day. So as long as you say you're having a bad day, you're going to do things to prove to yourself it's a bad day. If you're diagnosed with cancer and you want to give up, you're going to keep telling yourself that the experience is bad. So you're making the choice to give in to the experience. One of
the
statements that I have
in
my book, and one of the quotes that I have in my book, which is my own quote, and that is, when life gives you an excuse, give it back, because you don't need it. We don't need excuses to make it through this life. You know, an excuse is a plan B. You know, we don't need that. So if life hands you a reason to have an excuse, give it back. You don't need it. We don't need to carry around excuses. We're not a victim. We were put here as victors. And the way that you become a victor is doing exactly what she said, is to have that audacity to hold on to hope. And you're not just holding on to hope. If you think about it, hope is tangible, because hope is the seed, it's the dream, it's the intention. Hope is the purpose of being here. She said, I love my life. And that right there, that energy, if all of you guys right now, even to yourself, whether you say it out loud or you say it just in your head, if you just say, I love my life, ask yourself how you feel after that. Your energy goes up. It doesn't go down. So if she's carrying with her through a quote-unquote bad experience, I love my life, cancer can't beat her, because it's a moment. It's not to get.
Marilyn.
Yes.
Marilyn, I really would like to invite you back on to one of our next Living Royal in a Drama for You Zone, because you truly have learned to live royally. And so I will connect with Rebecca, because I know Rebecca's still listening and she's still on. And let's have you back on the show, because I would love to hear more about your story.
I would love to. I would love to. And I have helped.
Perfect.
I've had some friends recently, and honestly, you can give back from adversity.
Oh, there's background noise. I'll get some information from you, so we can definitely have you back on. And right now, we have to take a break. But thank you so much, Marilyn, for being on the show.
Hey, this is Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian, and I want to work with you. If you're ready to increase your knowledge, explode your earning potential, and blow the competition out of the water, that's right. No dealing with traffic jams, crazy gas prices. Simply pick up the phone. At Possibilitarian State University, all you need is a phone and a hunger for increasing your personal and professional life. Please visit www.psuglobal.com. That's psuglobal.com. Possibilitarian State University is the place for you. Come on over and get your learning on. This is Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian.
Thank
you, Rebecca.
We're
back.
I'm not sure, maybe I'm
thinking
around 9:30.
But...
I'd say
the latest
issue would be 9:30.
Let's find out who's
back.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Perfect. Noah, you still there?
I am.
Rebecca?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I know that we have another caller, and I want to bring her on real quick. In Marilyn, we're going to get Marilyn's information, and we're going to get her back on the show. And I think Rebecca's still on with us, but I want to introduce you to Magdalena. Are you on with us, my beautiful friend?
I am, if you can hear me speak.
I can.
Can you hear me speak?
And, oh, my gosh, if nobody knows who you are, I want you to introduce yourself to this incredible audience that we have that is listening. And you are such an inspiration, because I want you to share with you definitely live by no plan B. There is a plan A, and you are going to make it happen. So can you share with our audience a little bit about yourself and why that is so true in your life?
You know, it's just amazing, honestly, today that you send me that message to kind of be, like, on the show and listen in. And to me, it was kind of a calling, because this Friday, I went to my old place in Mission Viejo, and I just felt like a spark really just lit inside of me, and I just felt that passion that I felt was a little stagnant, actually. I felt like I've gone through a plateau in different areas of my life, but God is just, you know, I just feel like he's so building me up, and I just feel so ignited with passion right now. And listening to you women speak is like I'm on the treadmill, I mean on the stair climber, just thinking, you know what, I can't give up. I'm not going to give up. I have so much, and you women are so amazing. I'm not really sharing about myself so much, but, yeah, I've been through some adversities, but it's like when I listen to how I should listen to myself inside, it really is amazing how it does bring breath into your life, and I just feel so alive right now. And, Maria, I'm so grateful for you.
Oh, you know, it's all God. Whatever you see good is God, right?
Yes.
But I want,
for sure.
I want what you are doing and the team that you're on, because you are on an incredible team. And I want you to share a little bit about why you got involved with this team, what this team is, and if you don't mind sharing a little bit about your personal story and, again, why you became part of this incredible team.
Well, honestly, I've always had a passion for health and fitness, but I really didn't see how it related to my personal life and my wantings, but honestly, the long story of it, it's honestly helped me to, like, look inside and know that if I can do this, I can do anything. And I belong to an amazing team. It's called Team Fox, led by Thea Fox, and she has been a mentor. And, you know, when you first become part of the team, they really go through an assessment. They want somebody who's real and really wants to take life by the horns. And this woman looked at me, and she said she believed in me, and so she instilled a breath of life in something that I've always wanted, and it's just amazing when you have that power of someone supporting you and believing in you. And this is what this team is a group of women that come together, and we all have a passion and something that we're living for, and really that statement of never giving up. And for some of us, it's been a longer journey, and that's how I feel about me. It's like I've been going at it, and I've hit my plateaus, and I've had my distractions, but there's something inside of me that just makes me feel invincible, that I can't do it, that I can't take my hard work onto a stage and really present myself. And this is what this team has done for me. It's really built me up, because it helps me chisel away of all these life adversities that I have, and only just becoming a better person.
Well, you look absolutely incredible. Okay. And I see that you are up there doing these things every single day, and that there is no plan B. It's just an amazing thing that you're doing, and I'm watching your body change, your attitude change, and you're just glowing from the inside out. So I'm really excited to watch what you're doing. When do you compete next?
You know what? I've been putting that off for so long, and honestly, right now I don't have an excuse. I've just been flat out lazy, and I've hit my plateau, and I went to a competition this week, and not that I competed, but some of my teammates did, and then I see what's out there, and I'm like, what's stopping me from being that and even better? You know, so again, that just filled another spark in me that, you know, I got a lot of work to do, and I cannot give up, because I'm not going to be happy with myself until I achieve that goal. And really representing what the team is all about is just coming together, a sisterhood. It just, we help each other become strong, and, you know, we do it through a positive outsource of lifting weights, and it makes us look good and we feel good.
I don't know if Kanoa is still on, but why do you think, Magdalena, that you have stopped yourself from moving forward? What has the voices been telling you to not get you to do that?
Just, you know, it's when you start willing to compromise a little here and there, and it's just like, you know what, it's like, and then when, and I was tired of just like, okay, well, I can have a little bit of this, and it comes to my diet, or, you know, I'll drink a little bit, but I don't really drink, or, you know, just compromising things that I know that I shouldn't do just because I'm holding myself back. in a lot of ways. So it's just like, you know, just saying, you know what, I'm moving on. I can do better, and just believing in myself that, you know, that I can pursue my passion.
You know, one of the things I hear in your voice as you're speaking is, like, just like many of us, you know, we have these things we want to do, we have these dreams we want to be, what we want to accomplish. Because I always say to people, I know we love to use the famous speech from, you know, the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. of, I have a dream, but we don't just have a dream, we are the dream. You know, you don't just have a purpose, you are the purpose. You were born the purpose, you were born the dream. So one thing I hear in your voice right now is this, I want it, I know that I should have it, but I don't know how to stand up to it. I don't know how to stand for it. Because you have that kind of like waviness happening in your voice where it's like, I know I should believe in myself, but I don't always do so. You know, so I want you to just tell yourself all the time.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I'm very difficult. I'm very hard on myself, very hard on myself. And it's just like, I have such a hard time forgiving myself.
Ooh. I mean, well, we all do. You know, we all do. As human beings, like, people think that that is exclusive to one person, right? You think that you're in a room with 50 people and you're the only person that is hard on yourself or doesn't forgive yourself or that's not living up to your potential. But I can guarantee you that in some part of your life, because if you look at the way the world is structured right now, there are very few 1%ers. There are very few 2%ers, people out there who are the 2% and the 1%, you know, of all humankind, right? That means we all have a lot of work to do. And even those that are the 2%ers have, you know, more work to do. And, you know, so we all have some work to do. Being hard on yourself can be an excuse. However, I want you to remember that you were born for a purpose. You were born for it, which means you already have inside of you the nerve to do it, the audacity to do it, right? That boldness to stand in front of somebody else and say what it is. And the only thing that makes it grow is your belief in yourself. And so when you say, well, I believe in myself, ask yourself how that feels. Allow yourself to feel that energy of what belief in yourself is so that those negative feelings can't come in. Because I can hear it in your voice to where, you know, you have those really excellent days, and then you have days where it's just like, oh, screw it, because, and then you give yourself all the excuses many of us do, not good enough, not smart enough, not never going to make it, never going to be this, you know, and I can have a job, but I'm never going to make this. You know, like, we all do it.
Yes.
So instead of looking at your life and finding the excuses, look at yourself and look at your life and find the strength. You don't just have a dream. You are the dream, and I would dare anybody try to take it away from you. That's the attitude you have to have, even yourself, even you. When you look in the mirror, you dare yourself. I dare you to tell me today what I can accomplish, because I can accomplish anything. You have to start with you.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
There's no plan B, my beautiful friend, and I'm so glad that you called, and thank you for supporting me and this team that we have going on, and you keep doing your best because you are doing great, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on, and really you were a send from God today, just because I had lost all my contacts, and that's when I'm like, is this beautiful Maria? So it's like it was meant to be that you shared the message with me today. So thank you.
Good, good. Well, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Real quick, I wanted to bring Rebecca back on, and because Rebecca is flying in from Virginia, and because she is the reason why we have no plan B when it comes to the ambassador program. And Rebecca, it's going to be an honor to have you here. And finally, after 10 years, this dream, and Tanoa, we have really taken this book that you have written and lived it almost to not have a plan B when it comes to the ambassador program. So, Rebecca, I am so proud of you that on Friday we are going to turn you from a four ambassador candidate to a U.S. ambassador. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm honored and privileged, and I think the most important thing is I am so inspired tonight by everyone's story, and I believe that together we can make a difference if we share our hearts and our stories, and we can help women find their voices, and we can help women to never give up. Like Marilyn said, she's never going to give up, and she loves her life. I think one of the hardest things when we face abuse very young, like we were sharing on the story, we don't love ourselves. And we, you know, we perhaps have a hole in our hearts or a place in our soul that that is very, you know, we're in a lot of pain. And to me, I think with my work with you with the past 10 years and the love that you've shared and being a part of the testimonies of all these women, being a part of believing in our dream and walking through, finding our voices, and making a difference, I think that we can we can all just make this world a better place and be better people because of it. Because I think we all face adversity. I think that we all have a calling, like we said on the show, a calling on our lives, and we're all here for a purpose, and we're all here for a reason. And I am doing my best to try to fulfill my purpose, and it's wonderful to be a part of all of these testimonies, and it's very healing and very encouraging, and it's just an honor to be a part of your program. So,
well, I cannot wait to see you on Friday.
I cannot wait
for this weekend because it's very, very exciting.
Yeah, a lot of great things are going to happen. So
it is. So thank you so much for calling.
You.
All right, we'll see you on Friday.
All right, bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
And before we go, I want to know, please share with our audience where people can find your book. And again, I want to thank you so much for taking the leadership role in this foundational program that we're starting called Living Royal in the Drama-Free Zone, and our coaching and mentoring program, our online coaching and mentoring program that we have for girls and for women. But please tell everybody where they can find your book, where they can find you, a little bit about your coaching program that you have, and also the certification program that you have for women out there, and I think men too, that can become a certified coach under your program. So please let everybody know.
Yes, you can find out more about me by going to www.tonoabond.com, TONOABOND.com. Or the easiest way to find out about me and the book is to go to BeBoldDaily.com. That's kind of an order, right? It's like Be Bold Daily, Be Bold Today. So BeBoldDaily.com. And when you get there, you'll see a link where you can order the book. And if you don't want to order the book right at that moment and you want to just learn more about me, click the Enter Site button that's on the right up under the book on the right-hand side. And that'll take you directly into my website. And then there you'll be able to learn about me and order the book. You'll also be able to learn more about my organization, which is where you can become a certified life coach and learn more about understanding human behavior. And the website for that is thebondinstitute.com, like 007. My last name is Bond, so thebondinstitute.com.
I love that. And I really do. That's such a great, great thing. Because it is, it's a 007 kind of mentality. And again, without you this last month, my dear friend, it's been a gift, and I so appreciate you, and I so appreciate you being on this show and that we get to host it together the last Tuesday of every month. And it's just an honor and a privilege to have you here. So thank you so much. And Jed, would you like to say anything to Tonoa before we end this show?
I was just typing it up there. Well, I'll have to figure out how to get her to move to Eugene. I'm going to make her my co-host. Full time.
Yeah.
Fuck on.
Oh, God.
I'm having fun,
well,
you guys. Thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of your show.
Well, thank you for being such an incredible producer. And again, I want to thank everybody that's called in, and I want to thank Tonoa, and I just want to thank our listeners, and thank you for spreading the word. We're on Living Royal in a Drama-Free Zone the last Tuesday of every month, Mr. Michael McCleary blesses me with this opportunity to do what I'm called to do, and that's to elevate, empower overcomers, and that is what FOR is all about. And on Friday, I'm so excited because His Grace, Michael, who is the Duke from Belgium, that is my person that I'm accountable to under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great, St. Helens, will be at the event on Friday. So it's just an honor to be able to have this platform to be able to do it. So, Michael McCleary, thank you so much, and I will see you all next week with Michael McCleary on Anything But Ordinary Radio. So please stay tuned for next week, and thank you all for being on tonight.
Mm-hmm.